Welcome to the Fielding Questions podcast, produced in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network, that explores the world of farm finance and rural life. Market education specialist Cody Didier is with us. Cody, let's talk markets. We've got some rain here. We're going to impact these markets a bit or not?
We could see it a little bit going forward. Last week, our crop progress, we were, quite ahead of, the five-year average. As you were saying, the rain here over the weekend that we saw, could do a little bit of an impact on the progress going forward. But, I couldn't really see too much of a change in the markets as of yet, pretty early in the planting season so far.
Yeah. Do you think everybody started talking about planting delays, but we're just at the first part of May.
Right. Exactly. It's a delay because we're in the field planting, but as you were saying, we're ahead of schedule for sure.
Yeah. Now, do you see us at some point? I guess it would become an issue. I guess, but that's going to be a couple weeks down the road, I suppose, huh?
Yep. Until middle towards the end of the May, then it becomes a concern, but nothing too crazy as of yet.
Yeah. Last week or so, it's been rather quiet as far as news, market influencing news goes, at least fresh news anyway. You seeing anything there at all or not?
No. As you were saying, it's been pretty quiet. South America's, trying to finish out their crop going forward. And it's just that slow transition going into, the U.S. season.
Now, with these markets the way they are, do you see us trying to buy acres in any one crop, or is that something that's passed us already?
We could see that, going forward. The corn market is, very short bushels. We could see, starting to see, corn being bought back, but, as of anything soon, I can't see that happening as of yet.
Okay. What about, the importance of having with the farmers in the field getting busy here, having that marketing plan in place?
Yes, for sure. Once a guy gets in the field, he kind of just starts getting focused, on the one major task, getting the crops in the ground. And it's, a guy always needs to have the marketing plan in place and, always have that in the back of his mind as well.
Especially to deal with expenses fresh in mind, too. It gives you a little better chance of knowing where you got to be.
Yes, for sure. The expenses, they're, almost at an all-time high. They're not going away either.
Yeah, with these markets the way they are, too, everything happens in fast, so it maybe wouldn't hurt to have a few cash orders in place just in case, huh?
Yes, for sure. Having those orders are always a great time. They can trigger when the guy's not expecting it. Mostly when a guy's sleeping at night is when those triggers in place are going to get set off.
Yeah. Is that a cumbersome process to do, or how does a guy do that?
It's just for the local plant, whoever they deliver to would be the best way to do that. Get those triggers set in place and just always be focused on that marketing plan that they have set.
Yeah. Anything else on the grains here before we switch and talk about livestock?
Nothing too crazy. Just always keep an eye on the U.S. ending stocks going forward. On the USDA WASDE reports, it could be sounding like a lack of corn exports could be resulting in some higher ending stocks as well. So that'd be just the main thing I would say to look out going forward.
Okay, let's switch gears here and talk livestock markets. We did see a little bit of talk about volatility. It's been both the livestock and the lean hog markets have been very, very volatile here over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Tight supply, the demand has been there for sure recently. It's keeping those markets alive quite well.
Anything there as far as I guess we were chasing news headlines here with the livestock markets with the bovine influenza A.
Yep. With that flu going around, that's a big thing. That was impacting those dairy cattle. Other going forward, if it's getting to other cattle as well, it's a major concern. But as well, it's that those tight supplies is the major factor going forward for those.
Yeah, and again, too, we're kind of chasing headlines there as well.
Exactly, yep. It's pretty much just relying on those, as you were saying, the major headlines.
Yeah. Where are we sitting as far as cash cattle go?
You know, cash cattle, you know, we're doing quite well. You know, compared to, like, you know, your August contract, we were well above that, you know, so it's well above, you know, the futures price. So it's holding in there very strong. Again, relying back on those, you know, the demand. That's what's really driving the cash cattle price.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of surprising. You see the prices at the retail case and you kind of get a little bit of sticker shock, but it still seems to be, they still seem to be moving beef out the door.
Yeah, they sure are. As you were saying, it really is a sticker shock, but, you know, they're selling just as fast as ever at the sale barn.
Now, I guess, too, with the retail demand the way it is, we got grilling season coming upon us. That's still going to be, interest rates going to dictate, I think, consumer demand here going down the road.
Yep, it really is. You know, as you're saying, you know, grilling season is a major thing. You know, hopefully the demand can hold in there for beef. As we know, it might, you know, go to poultry or, you know, pork, you know, but hopefully, you know, demand for beef can hold in there as well going forward throughout the season.
Yeah. Now, lean hog market's been one, too, that's been extremely volatile.
It really has. You know, going forward, you know, just along with the cattle market, you know, those tight supplies, you know, the demand has been in there very, very strongly recently.
Yeah, we did see export sales, too, were decent last week.
Yep. You know, exports, you know, for all of the, you know, the livestock markets have been quite well these past couple months.
Yeah. Anything else, Cody, that we need to be talking about here that you want guys to pay attention to?
As of right now, I don't see any major headlines besides, you know, the flu that we were touching on. That will be our major headline going forward here throughout the summer on the cattle and the lean hog markets.
If you have any questions about a financial topic, we'd love to hear from you. You can send Ag Country a message on Facebook. You can also get a hold of them on X or submit your question using the website www.agcountry.com. Our guest has been Cody Didier, Marketing Education Specialist with Ag Country Farm Credit Services.